about that and the rest of the news of the day. Danielle D'Souza, it's great to have you on, Danielle. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for having me.
So you're a girl. I'm a girl. Taylor Swift's a girl. Marsha Blackburn's a girl. There's all this conversation about women, and there's this resistance that we're seeing towards this president where it seems as though women get to be appropriated on one side or the other. What are women's issues to you? And when you look at the political movement today, one that includes this women's movement, the women's march, so on and so forth, you think they're getting it right when it comes to what is important to women?
Absolutely not. I think that the women's march really does not stand for women. They only stand for a liberal agenda. If you look at their Twitter account, you can even see what's on there. It's really not pro-women, and I think that the movement has just become solely about a leftist agenda. They even said that they plotted to take down Kavanaugh, and it really wasn't about the sexual assault allegations. And so I think it's terrible that they're marching as if they're standing for women when they really aren't.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Danielle D'Souza, the author of the book Why God? An Intelligent Discussion on the Relevance of Faith. You mentioned Brett Kavanaugh. You mentioned what took place in the last couple weeks. I'm looking at your Twitter right now, at Danielle D'Souza G, and your description of yourself is wife, daughter, author of Why God, and patriot. So that's an interesting way to list off who you are, because nowhere do you actually identify yourself as a woman. You identify yourself as a wife and as a daughter. What, when you were watching the way the left was treating Brett Kavanaugh and the way they were treating Dr. Christine Ford, what was your reaction to that whole process?
Gosh, well, you mentioned wife and daughter, and I mean, just seeing his wife and daughter and daughters is just, it is so sad to see them, especially when he mentioned the anecdote about his one daughter saying that we should pray for the women. The fact that the left says, you know, we need to believe women, but there were so many women, aside from his family, who came forward and said what they know about Brett Kavanaugh, that and what their thoughts were just dismissed. So I think that it's unfair to say that we have to believe women just immediately as if it's what they're saying is totally correct. I think we have to verify it.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone makes a statement, then we have to look into it. And so I think that Senator Collins, she gave a great speech, and the left is even coming down on her when she was so measured and so reasonable.
Yeah, it is very interesting to see how people pick and choose which women are to be supported. You're somebody who speaks openly and honestly about your faith, and I'm refreshed by that, too. I'm a Christian myself, and I kind of look at the way that culture seems to be headed today. I look at the way politics is headed today. There's so much angst and tension and disagreement that is out there. I think it's important that the people who do hold a faith, a Christian faith, really a faith of any kind, are speaking up against it and talking about how it can work in their own lives and also work for the betterment of society as a whole. How has that been impactful in your life?
Well, I would say that, you know, being a Christian, it informs everything that I think about, everything I talk about, and it's really not just like a separate thing where you can check the box and, you know, have a Christian thought and a non-Christian post or something. But I think even as far as the Brett Kavanaugh issue and all of the you know, negative reactions he got, I think it really came down to Roe versus Wade and where people think that might go if he's on the Supreme Court. And so pro-life issues, I would say, come up a lot.
Yeah. So abortion, that is something that if you were like an alien from outer space and you came and you did a study on politics, specifically in the United States of America, you might do your research and say, well, abortion, that's a woman's right. And that is something that women hold very dear. How do you think that this society that we're in right now, as a whole, women as a whole, not just the women of the left, how do you think that they are embracing pro-life issues and pro-choice issues together, and what importance it has on us going forward?
Well, I think that The United States has some of the most extreme abortion policies in the world. The U.S. is only one of seven countries that allows elective abortion after 5 months, and those countries include China and North Korea. So when people act like, you know, being pro-life is this extremist view or that it's crazy, it's really not. Aborting a child after 5 months, they really have to develop. And so I think that the left has framed it more as, you know, they have the view that's the normal view. But mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, most Americans, even from Gallup poll, has shown that half of Americans believe that abortion violates their moral principles. So I know that I'm not the only one who thinks this. A lot of Americans do. But the media and Hollywood and a lot of areas that the left has huge megaphones in make it out like our views are really extreme.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would encourage folks to check out Danielle D'Souza on Twitter at Danielle D'Souza G, and her book, A Must Pick Up, Why God, An Intelligent Discussion on the Relevance of Faith. You can find the book on Amazon. Danielle, thank you so much for coming on today. It's a pleasure to have you.